You're listening to SBS News.
Politicians across Australia are responding to the Christchurch shootings in which 50 innocent people were killed. It's alleged that Australian man Brenton Tarrant opened fire on people in two different Christchurch mosques during prayer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has publicly condemned the attacks and called on Australians to take actions to prevent hate spreading in society.
Every citizen's responsibility in a free and independent nation to break the cycles of hate whenever and wherever they may see it. And I know the people in this room and across Australia have been rightly horrified and devastated and ashamed indeed of what has happened in Christchurch.
Prime Minister Morrison has pledged $55 million in grants to help protect religious schools, mosques, synagogues, temples and churches. The money will fund CCTV cameras, lighting, fencing, alarms and security systems. Leaders of Muslim communities, such as Meinul Haq from Canberra, say that people remain scared of returning to their mosques in the wake of the shooting.
Our worshippers are nervous to come to mosque. First thing they're asking, what is the exit route? People are asking, what is the exit route? That's what they're asking for. They want to find out safety measure first.
While the additional funding pledged by Prime Minister Morrison is being welcomed by religious groups, some leaders are concerned that it's simply a short-term solution. Instead, they're calling for changes to racial vilification laws.
The money is good. We welcome the money. We're well pleased. At least something is happening. But that temporary measure is not a permanent solution. Vilification law needs to change, and the law needs to change now, today.
Professor Samina Yasmeen, an expert in Islam and world politics, says that Islamophobia is increasing in society and racial vilification laws will play an important role in promoting inclusivity and cohesion.
Perception of Muslims as a threat has increased, or the negativity towards Muslims has increased. So I think we need to counter that environment, and for that vilification laws need to be looked at. And we need to, again, as I said, create a space in which it's not easy for people to criticize communities unnecessarily in the name of freedom of speech.
Other experts say that Australian leaders should look to New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's response to the Christchurch shootings as an example of inclusive leadership. Dr. Julie Cruz lectures at Edith Cowan University in Business Ethics and Responsible Management. She says that Prime Minister Ardern's response showed an integrity and authenticity that Australian politics lacks.
It's all very kind of stereotype statements. We're about jobs, we're about the economy. In contrast, we've got the New Zealand Prime Minister who's actually saying, well, yes, we do have to have a strong economy, but we have to have compassion. We have to have policies of social consciousness that brings people together.
Prime Minister Ardern has garnered international attention for her decision to wear a hijab and stand in solidarity with the victims and Muslim community. Dr. Cruz says this authenticity is a key success of her leadership.
She didn't separate the Muslim community from the rest. She didn't make them different. She reinforced that New Zealand is an inclusive, compassionate place where all races, all groups are welcomed, and we're one community, we're one family of New Zealand.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.